How's it going, guys? Back. Sorry it took so long. Had a busy week, but I caught a little tail end of the backlash that came on this past Sunday, and the ratings and everything that I noticed on it, it really wasn't an eye opener. I mean, it was some decent matches on there, but the six woman tag match was. I saw a lot of people going to concessions and restrooms and all of that. Man, I think the quality of it could have been better, but I'm signed up to the network where I don't have to pay more than $10 a month. I'm not knocking WWE at all. I'm a lifelong fan, but they've had better pay-per-views than that. And for me, as a fan, it could have been much more than what it was. I think Kevin Owens and AJ Styles put on a great match, but for AJ to lose to a count out and his foot getting tangled up in cables through a table, I think they could have been ridden far better than that. Those two guys have put in some work over the years. They take a lot of chances. They do a lot of things. Kevin Owens, to me, is a good wrestler to be a big guy. He's like a Hugh Morris and a Mick Foley. Like, to me, he doesn't have to be a bodybuilder type guy, but he does a lot of stuff, and he's very, very agile. I really like AJ Styles. I've been a fan of his for a long time. The man's put in work. He's been excellent to watch, and to see him in the WWE is a pleasure, because the man can really do a lot of things in the ring, you know. And he's a high flyer. He can wrestle. He can get real technical. He can do submission moves. He does a lot of things that a lot of wrestlers can't do. That defines a lot of guys, because we all know a lot of men and women try to come up with a style that no one's ever seen to make the crowd erupt. Either you're going to be a face or a heel. And AJ's just one of those guys, man. You just got to respect his game. Guys like him and CM Punk, Jeff Hardy, I watch their matches all day long, because those guys put their hearts and their bodies in it. And you can see it. The fans' reaction to what those three men have done throughout the years of wrestling makes it worth watching. So for me as a fan, it's a pleasure to watch them. And Kevin Owens is right there. Seth Rollins, Samoa Joe. I love watching those guys. But the Backlash pay-per-view, in my eyes, could have been much better. I'm not a fan of the brand splitting, because I feel that a champion should be able to go in the other brand and defend his title, especially if someone's challenging him, which you're on that one brand, you can only challenge someone if you're on Raw for the Universal title, which that title to me has no significance whatsoever. If you're on SmackDown, you got the WWE title or whatever that name of that is, but it should be more than that. You should have at least a TV champion where that guy can go on both brands, or even hell, NXT, and let him be a guy to defend his title at least weekly or every 2 weeks or something. At least once a month, like the WCW used to do and ECW used to do. You had a TV champion and you saw him. We need to see a champion all the time defending. I think that would keep the people intrigued. But the tag team division, as far as the Usos and the guy coming out in the granny outfit, it was comical and entertaining, but at the same time, I want to see some athletic things going on. I paid to see wrestling. And I understand it's an entertainment too, and it's a business, but for me, it's a sport, because the more athletic you are, the better you are in that kind of environment. Because those guys do a lot of things. They take a lot of risks. They're on the road 300 days out of the year. They don't get to see their families that much. And they're giving it to us. And they're doing what's written and what the guys backstage, the men and women, want done. They listen to the crowd, but you have a job to do. It was written for you to do it a certain way. You have to do it. And for me, the Backlash could have been far better than what it is. Like I said, I'm not a fan of the splitting brands, but I understand why they're doing it. I'm not against it, but at the same time, I just rather see one guy being able to jump either brand and challenge whoever wants to challenge him. That's just something that that's just an opinion. I don't mean no disrespect at all. Like I said, I love WWE. It's very, very entertaining. I grew up looking at it. It's good, you know. You can see it's a male soap opera, sports entertainment, whatever you want to call it. To me, it's professional wrestling. As the late, great Dusty Rhodes would say, and the Hall of Famer Ric Flair would say, it's professional wrestling. Those men and women that got in there and did it and paved the way to make a lot of money, to take care of their families and go all over the world, they gave us some of the best entertainment in wrestling years for us is, I'm 38 years old. As far back as I can remember, I've always looked at wrestling. And those two guys, along with a list of many others, have always given their all. I just wish that Backlash was written a little bit better. And, you know, it's certain things could have been done. Certain things could have been removed. I feel that Charlotte's a hell of a wrestler. You can tell that her father's blood is in her real thick because she does a lot of technical things. But honestly, would like to see her have a match with Nia Jax and let them just have a little rivalry going for a while. I would like to see how she can execute her moves against a woman that size because she's very, very agile and very, very powerful. She reminds me of Awesome Kong, but she has her own style. And ever since Chyna and Beth Phoenix, you don't see really any women in there dominating that has that strength to throw another woman around. And it's kind of entertaining to see that. And then to see another woman come from nowhere and defeat her. So the six-woman tag match, when I saw a lot of people going into concessions or the restroom or just not paying attention, it kind of hit below the belt. Because the divas of today aren't like the ones we saw in the 90s in the Attitude Era with Trish Stratus and Lita, Ivory, Tori, you know, Deborah, Sable, all these women that had the look, the sex appeal, and did enough in the ring to keep you intrigued. Not to take anything away from these women now, but it's the women's division. People aren't really looking at it. Not like, you know, it was an Attitude Era. So I don't understand why the era is so different now, because you can look at UFC, you know, on regular channels, and it could be an old match, but see somebody bloodied up or get knocked out or get kicked. And that's real. But for them to want to steer away because you got children looking into hell, man, children see worse things at school with another child bringing a gun than what you would see in professional wrestling. So I hope that they can come to terms some kind of way and get that, not identical to the Attitude Era, but get a feel of it, because this era that we're in now, it's so many guys over there that's trying to come up. I can't keep up with it. It's just like country music and any other style of music. You got so many artists out, it's hard to keep up with who's who. I just watched the recent Billboard Awards, and I didn't know who hell half of those people were. And WWE is getting the same way. To me, TNA is a wasteland. So people that don't make it in WWE or don't work for Vince anymore, they go there, and they're trying to bring it back up. And they're trying to scrape the surface of a WCW. Well, that's over and done with. WCW was great. It was NWA. It's done and over with. Terry Turner's not behind it. Eric Bischoff's gone. Vince Russo, Dusty Rhodes, late great, yada, yada, yada. Whoever else came in and did the booking. Kevin Nash, whoever else. People can point the finger and say who ran the company down the drain, but Terry Turner sold it to Vince McMahon for $5 million. A lot of wrestlers could have bought it, but they couldn't promote it, right? They would always put themselves over. And you can't do that. You got to be fair in this business, because the fans, that's the whole secret to this whole thing of being successful. You can't BS the fans. Michael Spears Hayes said it best. You can't play with the fans that way. You have to be straight up. You got to be able to go head up with tradition, bring your style in, and get the fans to like you. They like you, and you're responsible for putting asses in seats. You got a winner. But if you BS them around, they're going to let you know. Just like this push they're doing with Roman Reigns. They're doing a little too much too soon, and it forced them down our throats. A lot of people don't like the current WWE champion. They're saying India is a poor country. There's no reason for to have him there as a champ and yada, yada, yada. This last current title run for Randy Orton was his 13th time being champion. To me, that's a remarkable achievement. I love Randy Orton to death. I love watching his matches, his style. He's like a Jake the Snake beefed up. Just more upgraded. He sneaks that RKO in there like Jake used to do the DDT. And it's awesome to see that. He's tall, he's lean, he's got hardly no fat on him, and he uses his body and his skills to his advantage. He's excellent. I love watching Randy Orton. I would love to see him and AJ Styles go for that title. That would really bring SmackDown back up. You know, it passed Raw for a while, but now Raw is coming back up. Both brands got some great stars. I just say open the floodgates and let them both just bounce around and just beat the hell out of each other. It would bring it back, because the Attitude Era, all the wrestlers would go to Raw and SmackDown and just battle it out. And we had a chance to go see somebody. But when you go, I go to SmackDown, I want to see AJ Styles. That's my favorite guy. But I also want to see Seth Rollins, Samoa Joe, you know, other guys, but they're on a different brand. So I got to wait and see how soon the WWE will be visiting my city again. So if you have them all together, you get your money's worth. Just like a lot of fans in the NBA came to see LeBron James play, and they were all getting rest, and they were on the sideline. you've paid almost $1,000 for a ticket and drove and spent $200 or $300 on gas, you're gonna be highly pissed off. You can't, that's what I'm saying. You can't BS the fans, but yet he is a human being, he needs rest. I know Michael Jordan played through illness and he didn't rest. Times are different. Different era. To me, it was tougher back then, but now you got all of these people on one team when different teams had one or two stars. I really don't want to see the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors back in the championship. I want to see something different. I think that's what we as WWE fans want to see. And hopefully, they can get a touch of that attitude era. You only got a little bit of them left in there. And I think Triple H, he hasn't wrestled in a while, but he can get back in the ring and bring that type of feel back. We need that. I would like to see Kurt Angle get in there one more time. But see, if SmackDown comes to your town, say in September, that's going to be the last show of that year coming to your location. So you won't get to see the Raw superstars. So fans are going to be kind of pissed off at that because they only got a limited feel of what they want. So that's just my opinion. No disrespect to anyone. Like I said, I love WWE. Backlash was good. I'm just saying that it could have been better. So with that, you know, just drop me a line. Let me know what you think. I'd love to converse with you and, you know, just go back and forth and see, you know, each other's opinions and ideas, what we hope the WWE eventually, you know, do with these superstars, you know, because like I said, we as fans, you can't BS the fans. Now, I'm going to continue to watch it. There's a lot of things people want to see and wish they could do, but I'm no means in no position to jump in to try to run a corporation as big as the WWE. I wouldn't even attempt to do that, but I just wish that some of the ideas were heard. You know, I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. We got the Bridgestone Arena. It'd be great to host any of those pay-per-views, especially WrestleMania. It's a city that they've never done before, and it's grown here, you know. And this state got a lot of recognition from CWA, which turned into USWA, started by Jeff Jarrett's father. And Jerry Lawler was one of the main guys that made sure that if anybody came through the territory, you had to face the king. He earned that name. You know, he went the distance with Flair and our promotion here. Granted, they wouldn't show that in NWA or WWE back then because Hogan and Flair were the dominant guys. They were known. But if you came through the South, he came to USWA, you knew who Jerry Lawler and Jeff Jarrett were. You knew who the Moondogs were. That was the core. For me, those were the main figures that dominated that area. And I was so happy that people started to realize that wrestling does exist in the South, especially in Tennessee. And it was outside of Georgia, the Mid-Atlantic area with the, you know, the NWA and, the, you know, the Crockett Promotions and all of that. It was other things going on, and Jerry Lawler was a part of that. So I personally want to send a shout-out to him and thank him for that. Jeff Jarrett, he's still active. He started TNA. He's got the Global Federation now, which is great. Alberto Del Rio is working for him, and he has a title. Ring of Honor is great, you know, with Cody Rhodes, who needs to come back to WWE. They need him back. They need CM Punk back. But that's another conversation, another time, another date. That's just an opinion. That's all it is. But good talking to you all. Like I said, I'm not knocking WWE by any means. I would never do that. All I'm saying is that Backlash could have been much better. It's a lot of pay-per-views we've seen that we've had ideas on why this happened, why that happened. Like WrestleMania, highly pissed me off that Roman Reigns beat The Undertaker. He should have never lost a match, but I take my hat off to him for wanting to do it with Brock because he wanted to do it years before that. But for Vince to give him the opportunity to do that, it was just like what Andre did with Hulk Hogan. He agreed to do it because if he didn't, that match would have never existed. And we don't know what would happen after that. So with guys doing that, it's great. So I respect Taker, but I just wish he was with another guy. I'm not a Roman Reigns fan, but he's in there wrestling for the top company, and he's doing a lot of things that I wouldn't do. So I'm not knocking anybody. I'm just not a fan. But anyway, folks, we'll touch bases again sometime next week, and we'll go from there. Again, this is just a follow-up on Backlash, who the current champs were and are, and just how the storyline was written. So you all take care. Have a good day, good weekend. You know, thank the soldiers. You know, Memorial Day, it's a time to remember, and thank you for that, for your service. Really appreciate it. God bless.